Hello there, thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. I hope that you are getting ready for Christmas. No doubt, like everybody else, you're rushing about, trying to get everything prepared in time. And often that's just the way it is, no matter how well prepared you try and be. We're off to Ireland tomorrow. We're going to see my wife's folks, and we're looking forward to that. And we're travelling across from Birkenhead to Belfast on the ferry. So I've just been online checking the forms and checking that everything's okay, and that we've booked in okay, and that what time we need to arrive and all the various details. And that's often what you have to do as you prepare for a journey, isn't it? You have to check to make sure that you've booked your passage, that you've got passports if you need them, that you have got visas if you need visas, and that you're prepared for your journey in every respect. There's nothing more disheartening than to arrive and find you can't travel, having built up your anticipation and got excited and ready to go. Well, Christmas is a time often for travelling, isn't it? When people travel from place to place and they want to arrive and they want to enjoy the company of their relatives or their friends. I wonder today if you would consider that there is a preparation for travelling that we need to make in life. Not to travel across the globe or to travel within the world, but to travel to the next world. When we leave this world, it is not the end. The Bible teaches that it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is an after this, there is a world beyond this world. The Bible says very clearly, prepare to meet your God. And what is amazing about Christmas is that God in person came to our world. That Christ Jesus came into the world. The Bible says precisely the reason was to save sinners. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible tells us the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Preparing to travel is important. Preparing for life is an important thing. Preparing for eternity is a big issue. And as you think about the message of Christmas and the person of Jesus, who is he? God says his name is Jesus. That means God is the Saviour. Jehovah, our Saviour. God says his name is also Emmanuel, which means God with us. And the lovely verse, we've been learning it with some children in a holiday club this week, in Luke chapter 2 verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. A Saviour. The child born in Bethlehem was to become the Saviour of the world, dying for sin, not his own, for he had none, for our sins. Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. I wonder today if you would consider the message of Christmas. Prepare to travel, prepare to meet God. Would you come to God on his terms? For that's the only way you can come. We've broken his law, we've offended him, we've grieved him, but he's offering us forgiveness because he sent his Son to deal with our crimes and our sins against him. And he died that our sins might be forgiven. He rose from the dead on the third day. He offers life to those who come. This Christmas would be a wonderful Christmas if you were to trust Christ and know your sins forgiven. I trust you will. Please go onto the site, seekthetruth.org.uk. Listen further to other messages, and please seek God and come to know him as your Lord and Saviour. We ask this, and we would pray that God would bless you. Thank you for listening.